For real now.
For real.
Yeah. I'm excited about tonight.
It'll be good, man. Two shows, yeah. Friday night.
Oh, shit. I keep forgetting about the pizza show. I keep forgetting about
the pizza show. I'm excited about the pizza show.
It's a pizza show.
Can we get paid in pepperoni pizza?
Yes, maybe. Because
me and him just have cheese pizza money.
Oh, God. Dude.
I got cheese pizza money, nigga.
For our listeners, Eric is black, so he's allowed to say that. He didn't know we were recording yet.
It doesn't matter.
Breaking boundaries right now.
That's right.
Eric Trundy is here, our favorite guy.
Oh, my God. I just want to talk about how much I love you. You are just my favorite person. Wow. You're my favorite comedian.
Wow.
You're okay. You're all right.
Yeah. You're not my favorite comedian, but you're my favorite person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would think less of being the favorite person if I was your favorite comedian.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah.
Your opinion means shit at that point.
That's so true, though.
It is so true.
If I'm somebody's favorite comedian, I'm like, you don't know comedy.
You must not been doing this long.
You're new here.
You must not have been doing this long.
Oh, God. So what's been going up with you, Eric? What's going
on, man? Staying busy.
You've been staying busy?
Telling dick jokes.
Have you been telling a lot of dick jokes?
I realize that all of them are dick jokes. At some point, it's a dick joke.
Do you start writing and you're like, how can I talk about a dick joke?
No. It's like, how do I not talk about my dick? And then eventually, I get there. If I write long enough, it turns out to be my dick.
Mark Twain had that same problem. Yeah. He'd sit down to write. He's like, damn it, that's a chapter on dicks.
Okay.
All the greats do.
There's a kid and a black guy. I want to talk about dicks.
Okay. I think that's what Fried Green Tomatoes was about.
It was.
It's about my dick.
Oh, my gosh. I would rent that movie.
Rent it tonight. This is fun.
Got it on Blu-ray.
Oh, God.
I do love Fried Green Tomatoes, like the food and the
it's pretty
movie.
Good.
I think they're pretty awful.
I'm not sure I've ever seen the movie.
You haven't?
I don't think so.
I think in the movie they cut up this guy, murder him, and put him into pies or something.
I think that's Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, you're really going to. That's Sweeney Todd. Yeah. I'm actually 100% sure.
Sweet what?
Yeah, he made me
pretty
pies.
Sure Fried Green
Tomatoes. Sweeney Todd did it too, but they also did
I'm
it.
I'm pretty
this
sure
part.
Fried Green Tomatoes was about
I
the
really.
No, it. You
no,
got me.
Fried Green Tomatoes is like an old like romp in like the 30s, like old ladies in Sunday dresses.
Yeah, but they killed this guy because he like raped them or something.
I don't think so, dude.
Let me look it up.
I haven't seen that movie because I'm not gay.
Well, you know what? Yeah. I grew up with all women, and my dad was absent. I'm making this up. I was just a very gay kid.
Wonderful. It's a very feminine child.
I just love
you were that kid that went on Halloween as a pumpkin.
Hey, Daddy, I'm a pumpkin.
Had the little hat on. That was
I just kept wearing it all month long and made everybody call me pumpkin.
Oh, God.
Jason, come to dinner. No, call me pumpkin.
I went as a figure skater as a kid, so I'm not judging you.
Oh, my God.
So don't. I'm not. Like, I had roller skates.
Hey, Steve, is there internet here?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You're on the podcast, by the way. I'm trying to get your codes.
This is how you will be remembered in history. This is 3 seconds.
I can't look up Fried Green Tomatoes.
I don't think it's that big a deal.
I really couldn't care any less.
Let's just agree that you're wrong, but it really doesn't matter.
I think Fried Green Tomatoes is about this dude on a boat, and he had a love affair with this rich woman, and the boat sank, and like she had
Sounds
a necklace.
Like Forrest Gump.
No, I swear that it was she raped this big guy.
Is it coming out in 3D?
I think so.
I think this big guy in town raped all these women and then they started baking them into pies. I swear. Oh, or no, not pies. Maybe not pies. Maybe they sold them as pork.
The end of this discussion is one of us.
If that movie's not Fried Green Tomatoes, I'm making that movie. I am making that movie.
You should, even though it's already called Sweeney Todd.
Right. Oh, my God.
You can do Sweeney Todd
3D. No, it's different. It's different because it's old ladies. Yeah. It's different because it's old ladies and they're making them into pork sandwiches.
Okay, good. Yes.
Nothing's original, Ryan.
It's all been done. Eric, what do you think? That's a discussion me and Jason have a lot. Like, do you think there's such thing as an original joke, or has everything already been done?
No, man. I think everything's been done. The only thing that is original is perspective, in my point. Yeah. In my opinion. Like, you know what I mean? You're the only one that has your twisted fucking perspective.
Oh, yes.
Perspective. Very just twisted. Like me, just like this. Everybody's got that. That's the only unique thing there is left in comedy at all. So if you're honest, you can do that. And if you're not, then you're just doing something that somebody else has already done.
Maybe. I dressed up as a mime.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm still just, but somebody did post something.
And I still love that fucking act.
No, well, see, I had, the computer was the bad guy or whatever, and yeah. I took over. But I also saw a guy that was mute use an iPad, somebody posted to me, that was sounded just like my computer stuff. So to me, that was too close. I was like, I'm never going to do that again.
Yeah.
Type deal.
I mean, I think, I think it was Chris Hardwick said, like, there is a lot of topics that have been done. The only hacky thing is the approach, how you approach
sure,
it.
Sure, yeah.
I think that's true. I think, I have an eye doctor joke, you know, and people could go, well, Brian Regan has an eye doctor joke. You can't do that anymore. Well, I do it in a different way than him.
Right.
So,
and you wear glasses.
And I wear glasses. Yeah, so I go to the eye doctor. Yeah, you know, yeah. It's like true. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't think that's a hacky joke, but that joke has been called hacky, sure. Like behind my back by comedians. And I found out.
I've had jokes called hacky to my face.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. When I went to Boston, I did, you know, jokes that I was only a couple months in. And jokes that I really love, they work. If I tell them right, they get a laugh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I got off stage, the guy was laughing. He's like, hey, great set. That one joke, though, horribly hacky.
Oh, my God.
And I was
God.
Like, oh, well, thank you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't. Mm-hmm. So then I debated, do I use that joke anymore? Or do I get rid of it? I still use it.
I knew this was coming. I was like, he has to still be using this.
I do, yeah.
I think at the end of the day, if you do a joke and you write it and you're like, ah, that's so hacky and dumb. Yeah. Like, that's the only judge of, you know, what it should be. And if you just want to be that guy that like, lets a lot of stuff go, like, Trundy over here.
No.
I'm fucking with you. But, like, I think at the end of the day, yeah, sure. You know, it's all up to you, the comedian, really. Yeah. I don't know.
What was it? Was it Paul F. Tompkins said, at the end of the day, if you don't like your set, then it's not worth
it. Yeah,
it
was a great quote, Paul. I call him Paul, you know, him Paul, you know. Sometimes I call him
Sir
Paul.
Yeah.
Or Sir Paul.
Yeah.
He's been knighted.
Yeah.
I like making up facts.
In Nebraska.
Yes, he was in a cornfield.
Yeah.
And hack.
I was about to say, y'all are the hackiest group of people I've ever met in my life. I was like, this is going on too long, but I'm going to see.
Jason, it's all been done.
It's all
fried
been
green potatoes.
Done.
You're fried green potatoes for 10
yes.
minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Fried green potatoes? You Boston hack.
Oh, my God.
Potatoes.
Fried green baked beans.
That's right, son.
Kid?
That's right, kid.
No, Paul Tompkins, he said the best. At the end of the day, the only person you need to be satisfied or unsatisfied with is yourself. That's it. That's 100%.
I hate that idea, though.
I don't hate it, actually.
I mean, coming from him, it makes total sense, but coming from you and me, who are shitheads.
Oh, yes, we don't know. You know,
well, let's just say I said it, then.
Okay, Jason had this great question. Me and Jason were laying in bed together, and
it just came up in pillow talk.
There you go. Yeah, hey. Could have been a comedy pillow talk.
Jesus, Petey. So, I think that's it, because I think if you don't have that kind of attitude, then at the end of the day, it'll be so easy to, like, hate other comedians. Like, I'm not satisfied with him. I'm not satisfied with that. You know, I think
I'm
it's just a...
From the point of me liking my own shit.
Yeah.
I don't.
You don't?
I just hate it all.
I'm kind of rowing that boat with you. I kind of hate every joke I've ever told.
Yeah. I like them initially. When they make me laugh the first time, I love it.
Yeah.
And then the first time I say it on stage, maybe I get a chuckle, maybe I don't. And then I always hate it after that. Because either it's horrible and I think they're dumb for laughing at it, or B, it's okay and I think I'm dumb for still telling.
Well, see, you made a great point. When we hung out last time, you said, I can't wait till I've been doing it 10 years. I hate every minute of being new at this.
I do, yeah.
Oh,
and I'll
God.
Hate that, too, and I'll miss being naive and dumb and new, but I hate this so much.
I just when I look back...
To be over.
Yeah, when I look back at my first few months, I hated it.
Yeah.
It makes me feel awful as a person.
And see, this is the twisted part about us comedians. I look back at my first month, and I hate every word I said, but I still use some of those jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'll watch like a new video, and I'll be like, oh, okay, I don't hate this.
Yeah.
But then I watch an old one from my first month, I'm like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. Like, how is it not illegal to be that? Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't know. What about you, Jason? Do you hate a lot of your old material?
Yes. I used to have, I think, 30 or 40 one-liners, I like five of them now.
That's actually not bad, though. I mean, that's a pretty good percentage right there.
But 10%. The one-liners weren't.
It's optimism. Right? You worked with 10%.
This is why we like Eric, because he's always positive.
There's no rock bottom. Right?
I don't. If I like 10% of my jokes, I might quit.
Oh,
I might be done. Like I finally accomplished something.
I won comedy.
I win comedy.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
Oh, that's great.
Who's your favorite comedian?
Dude, it goes in and out, man. Stanhope and Norton.
Stanhope
and Norton.
Yeah.
Today.
I love Norm Macdonald.
Yeah.
Love that guy.
I do. I mean, you know, if you gave me different qualifications, I'd give you a different comic for each list.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? I have top 10, I have 100 top 10 lists of my favorite comics. You know what I mean? And a couple of them on the same
have
list.
Have you always been a comedy fan? Like,
yeah,
in your life?
Yeah, I started listening to comedy like 1982, man. 8-track players.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I listened to Steve Martin, Richard Pryor, Rodney Dangerfield. Guys like that, man.
That's my favorite, Steve Martin.
Well, yeah. See, this favorite. Is a question that's piquing my interest. What list am I on of yours?
Oh, God.
Oh, local
you
comics.
Would. You chubby girl. You're such the chubby girl right now.
Just
well, what about me?
Which list am I on?
Ryan goes on my creepy comedian that wears sweaters all the time list.
Number
he's number one.
Side note. Did you see Free Hugs out there? There's hippies with free hug signs out there, and one of them wanted to hug me, and I said, no, I have sweater herpes, and I don't want to give it to you. And then I found out it was a girl, because she was very man-looking. Okay. I thought it was a dude.
I told her I didn't want to give her self-worth.
Right.
I just really didn't. I was like, I'm not hugging some random hippie. This isn't Asheville where I can do that.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
No, this is Jason's thoughts after I did that. He said, well, if I had that sign, would you hug me?
I didn't say it, but I thought it.
Oh, God.
I didn't say it, but I thought it.
Oh God.
Shit.
Funny. Okay. So where is Jason on one of your lists? This is my favorite alt comedian.
No, man. I mean, well, local
I don't
comics,
want you to answer that.
No,
right
I mean
now.
I would answer it. I mean, sucking your balls a little bit, but I think anytime I put on a show, I call you. You know what I mean? Like almost all the time, Ryan, same thing. There's a group of four or five guys that I really just I enjoy hanging out with and then watching on stage, and I know that the crowds that come. Enjoy that. When a crowd comes, they enjoy that.
When a crowd comes, then we don't just...
You had to put that because we were just looking at you like, yeah.
The
crowds love us?
What
you mean,
the crowd?
You mean 2 to 3 people enjoy us?
No, you do draw a crowd. You do draw crowds.
Every now and again, man.
We've
had those rough nights.
But buffalo wings after.
Absolutely, yeah. The end me, yeah. Which is still one of my favorite moments in history. Like,
I remember.
The entire world.
Because
nobody noticed you were doing it.
No one did. I was waiting for it to happen.
Yeah.
I did it forever.
And then I saw it and just watched for a minute before I said out loud.
Wait, what?
You don't know what's happened? I never told you a story?
Yeah, but nobody else has.
So I had a show here, and it was Ryan, and I asked him to tell me who the comics you liked were. You went there and
love it.
So we literally had no crowd show up. I mean, and that's one of the things about running a show here in Greensboro is like you have to have local guys on to get fucking crowd out, and it sucks, and you just run into a lot of that shit. So we went over there to McCool's. We started getting drunk, and my wife had buffalo wings. She was done with them. She put them in a little table, and about 10 minutes later I noticed that Ryan was picking the meat off the ends of these bones.
Not, she didn't finish all of them, mind you.
Well,
there
mean,
was like two left.
Finish is subjective because they look done to everyone else.
And some big portions of meat were gone.
So Ryan is picking his teeth with these chicken bones, and I look over and I'm watching him for a minute, and we make eye contact, and I said, hey, man, like, A, that's my favorite thing anyone's ever done, but B, what are you doing? And he said, getting that end meat, man. Getting that end meat.
Yeah, I was.
He cleaned him.
Oh,
Ryan, one thing I noticed about Ryan is he eats a lot.
I eat a lot.
Yeah.
I eat a lot. I'm a big
for
food
you,
guy.
For
man.
You to be your size, you eat a lot.
I do. I think I'm going to wake up and not have a foot, like diabetes, just overnight.
Well, dude, I was 160 pounds until I hit 30. And then 240.
Then 240.
Yeah,
bang.
Almost in a year. Yeah, it was pretty bad. My
shoulders
were
slowed
the fuck
down. Are you at like 200 now? You said you
just
lost
under 200. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like 216,
and all sexy,
220.
All sexy, yeah.
Like what? 34% body fat.
You are looking good.
You are looking good. You're looking slim. You're looking a little like sex slim though.
Yeah.
But still slim.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
I'll take it. Yeah. A little bit of sex.
I'm kidding. I'm fucking with you. But
I've never been sex slim in my life.
No,
I'm
just
wondering what this is. What this...
I think I'm about a buck 70, but I eat like a really, really, no, really fat guy.
You eat like people think that I eat. That's the truth, though.
It is. It really.
Jason
it really
looks
is.
Like you should look.
Yes, I eat like a bitch. Do I not?
You I eat like you don't finish a lot of food, and I dominate it.
Yeah. Well, yes, I know a couple fat vegetarians. So you know,
I was a fat vegetarian for 6 months.
Yeah, Alex Fanning is one of them.
No, he's not.
No,
yeah, he's
not.
A vegetarian. He's been
I've seen him.
You're right. He ate a veggie burger that night.
Yeah,
that's
talking to me. He's a vegetarian.
Oh my god.
He's a fat, ugly, stupid vegetarian.
So stupid.
He always gets cheese pizza.
he does.
He
gets cheese pizza, yeah.
He does. He doesn't talk about it, though. I think he really does it maybe because he likes it.
Sure. He's been doing it since I met him, anyhow.
That's pretty stupid of him, though. Why would he ever do that?
I don't know.
I did it to be healthy.
I think he thought he was going to be skinny, but it didn't happen.
No, it hasn't.
You eat more cheese. You got to be vegan to get skinny.
I met a vegan at the back bar when we were there Tuesday, and I told her, I was like, I think I'm your antichrist, because I eat animals and things that come from them most of the day.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing it really isn't is the bread on my sandwich with chicken and cheese and possibly a hamburger patty as well.
I think it's silly to not eat anything. You know what I mean? It's just fucking dumb. Eat meat and everything. I smoke a lot of cigarettes, and I wish there was meat in them.
What's
a
meat-flavored cigarettes?
Yeah, I would.
I'm on board with
I'm
that.
I'm gonna wrap them in bacon. Like I was about to say, like, it wouldn't have to have animal in the cigarettes, but you would want an animal to die during the making of these cigarettes.
As long as some sort of animal dies.
You could be making a veggie burger, but as long as you stab a pig in your spare time.
It's the same as jerking off. As long as an animal dies, I'm good.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, man. Please, let an animal have died during the making of these curtains.
Yes, please. Anything.
Oh, man, it's funny to me. Where are we at? How long are we done?
We're at 16:45.
Okay, all
right. There's like, what's my time, man?
I felt like we've been doing it for like an hour, but
it just seems like forever.
It does, though.
Yeah, I don't like talking there, really.
I hate his face. Yeah. I hate how he looks at
me. Me too.
He's winking at me and shaking his eyebrows. Well, makes me so. I just can't stop giggling. Give me the giggles. Give me the giggles.
We're a couple of silly bitches.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
shit. Yeah. So, comedy tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a show tonight. Dude, I think I might have a lady here.
That would be pleasant.
Cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Did she bring one for me?
I think so.
She's come on Friends.
She's got friends.
She might be a fatty.
What do I care?
I didn't think you cared about
fatties. I'll throw it in anything.
Oh, my gosh.
So how's family going? How's family life going?
Family's all right, man. Doing okay. I I'm getting ready to leave here soon, so I haven't been spending a whole lot of time with them. Making distance before I bounce forever. I don't want the attachments to be too much before I leave, you know what I'm saying?
That's a good deadbeat dad.
I'm not even mad at that dad.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, just trying to create some space.
Yeah,
so
it's like, hey,
it's not before you give their puppy away, you wean them off the puppy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Make them think the puppy's a dick.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And then they'll be glad when the puppy's dead.
Gosh.
Oh, God.
Faved.
It hurts so good.
That was a tweet. I would fave it. It's just the best.
Oh, my God. Do you listen to a lot of podcasts?
I did for a while, man. I haven't been listening to any for a good few months now.
No?
I listen to you guys. I listen to this one.
Well, that's something.
Yeah.
You and 52 other
it's
people.
The only way, this and Bill Burr, the only two I can listen to on Facebook. Otherwise,
did you
I
listen
gotta
to
turn
Bill
the computer
Burr's
on.
Alt rant?
I saw it. I think I may have stopped it and then got off it. I think he's baiting. I love it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I saw. That's what I said initially.
That's Jason's thing. So he's just baiting people to see what they got
to
say.
Fun.
He did have another rant about how productive it was in his podcast to get in arguments with people.
Yeah.
He was at, I can't believe I can't remember his name. Shit.
Naren?
No, he wasn't on Marin's. It was a guy that talked to Dan Cook after T.J. Miller.
I have no idea.
Oh,
Benson? I'm blanking.
I'm blanking out right now, and
I barely remember our name of our podcast.
Joe Rogan.
Yeah, I love Rogan's.
Yeah, he was on Rogan's, and he was talking about how, like, how it helped listeners to get in an argument with somebody.
Well, see, what pissed me off the most about the whole thing, even if he was baiting, everybody jumped on his dick.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I wanted to talk
that's
about
what that. I was so mad. I was like, I don't agree with everything he said. I love Bill Burr. Like, I just love his comedy, but I don't agree with the dude. And everybody's just like sucking
his
dick.
Well, that
was
the same thing
it.
When that clip came out last year of Ralphie May doing the thing at the Laugh Factory.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody loved that thing. And I just, you know, I mean, what I don't know shit, so obviously, who fucking cares about my opinion? But he contradicted himself 3 times in a matter of 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And everybody just, it's the greatest thing that ever happened.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
You know what? It's a fucking guy talking about comedy. He's got a lot more experience than I do, and that's great, but some of that stuff just wasn't relevant to me. That's
yeah, see, that's I take the relevance of everything everybody says.
Yeah, I mean, he said, don't fuck the waitresses. That's ridiculous. Why do you start comedy if you're not going to fuck the waitresses?
You're right. Said,
well, he did say, don't have a beard. People don't trust people with beards.
Yeah, oh, yeah, don't wear white shoes or
yeah,
some shit. Like,
but well, he said what he said that bothered me was, don't fuck the waitresses. You know, you don't shit what you eat. And then 8 minutes later, he said, make yourself useful to everybody at the club. So he started selling weed at all the clubs. And to me, that's kind of the same thing. You're shitting where you eat.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
All for us on the weed, go for it, man.
Yeah.
But don't tell me that don't shit where you eat and then shit where you eat.
Oh, yeah.
You know
well,
I, mean?
I think I actually agreed with the waitress thing.
Yeah.
Mainly because I don't have a chance with them. But because
it
when,
softens the rejection
yeah.
flow
yeah.
a
but
little
But the
bit.
Thing is, like, if they do move up to, like, owner of that club, they're never going to book you if you screwed them over and was
sure.
hateful. But if you have sex with them and you're nice to them and you're their friend, then...
Oh,
keep it up.
Well, all I'm saying is, I'm just saying, fuck the waitresses and sell weed. I'm not saying don't do either. I'm saying do both.
Oh, okay. As long as we're clear. Yeah.
I don't know. I would never do that. Like the waitresses at Laugh Out Loud Clayton. Like even if I had it, I would never do it.
Really?
I'd be like, I can't burn this bridge because I'm gonna fuck it up. It's gonna end badly. That's just what I do.
Bridge burning, motherfucker.
Oh God, yeah. I'll burn the bridge. Burn the trail. Fuck it. Fuck the trail.
I'm just not that guy. I just can't do that.
We are a sweetheart.
I am. I have this thing in Christianity.
Oh, God.
That, oh, no.
Tell me
just
more.
Just being raised Christian, it just makes you not want to do that stuff.
Do what? What
just
are you,
like,
what are we still talking
about? Fuck bitches every day.
No, I mean, I just wouldn't want to do that because I do comedy there. Like that's an intimate thing, like comedy, and then fucking ladies is also intimate. I don't want to intermingle. They're two different things. I'm going to want to
like
be
you
cool
know,
after
if
that.
You listen to my podcast... You know everything about me if we've done all three of those things. So, I want some space.
Yeah, I get you. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll be trying to do that after shows, really.
I know. Yeah, there's like, we can say, what do they say? Call them pussy guys. They're in comedy.
Well, there's fuck guys, and there's not fuck guys.
Well, like guys.
There are not fuck guys?
Yeah, I'm one of them right here, bam.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I'm one of those, too.
I almost write my sets sometimes, like... Okay, this joke isn't really humiliating me, so I'm not really happy with it.
Yeah.
You know, like, if I write a joke that makes me look cool to a lady that won't have sex with me, I hate that joke. I don't like that
but
joke.
But that's always been my point, is I don't want to, I'm not going to the club to fuck a girl, but if a girl wants to fuck me after she's heard my jokes, I totally want to fuck
her. Oh, no, I agree. Me and you, I agree with that 100%. Like, if a girl's still into me after my set, and for anyone... listening right now, just watch my set.
Right.
You'll be on board.
Right.
If she's still into me
after
my set, oh, God.
She's a special girl, is all
you're marriage material.
Yeah.
She's brain damaged.
She's so
that's
brain
awful.
Damaged.
Show's about to start, so we need
we need
to
let's
wrap
go
it up.
Some people
need to clean this up. Let's do this after the show. You want to get on?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like 15
absolutely.
Or something?
All right, well.
We'll have some time before the next one, so.
All right, this is part one of Eric Trundy, I guess.
Eric Trundy.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, guys.